Defense Secretary Robert Gates says North Korea will probably test a long-range missile in early April in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, but unless the missile test threatens U.S. territory, the United States is not prepared to do anything to prevent it.
Well, I think if we had an aberrant missile, one that was headed for Hawaii or something like that, we might consider it, but I don't think we have any plans to do anything like that at this point.
Pyongyang says it plans to launch a communications satellite between April 4th and April 8th as part of its space development program, but officials in Japan, South Korea, and the United States believe this is a cover to test its ballistic missile capabilities. A Tokyo newspaper reports that Japanese government officials say North Korea also plans to fire another missile shortly after the launch. Japan, South Korea, and the United States have threatened to press for fresh UN sanctions if North Korea follows through on its tests. Gates says these actions speak to North Korea's imperviousness to diplomatic overtures, but acknowledges the six-nation talks on North Korea, including Russia, China, Japan, the United States, and South Korea, have made little headway recently. Appearing on the television program Fox News Sunday, Secretary Gates says he believes this launch is evidence of North Korea's larger ambitions.
I don't know anyone at a senior level in the American government who does not believe this technology is intended as a mask for the development of an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Gates says senior defense officials believe it is North Korea's long-term intent to attach a nuclear warhead on top of a missile, but is skeptical they have the ability to do so. Julia Ritchie, VOA News, Washington.